across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Lee Chambers.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
We're talking kind of What's Your Story. It's the name of an art project at the Escape Community Space in Grafton Centre from the 11th to the 13th of January. In the studio, I've got Glenys Newton with me, Cambridge Bard, indeed. Good morning,
Glenys. Good morning on this sunny morn.
On this sunny morning, indeed. Isn't it lovely? Happy New Year.
And to you too.
And on the phone, hopefully, I've got Michelle Golder. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
And Happy New Year to you.
You as well.
Excellent. It's all working, isn't it? Well, first of all, the project's called What's Your Story? Michelle, what is it?
It's actually called Two Tales for Change, which is quite similar.
Okay.
So what it is the Cambridge Commons is a branch of the Equality Trust. They work to raise consciousness about inequality in Cambridge, which was listed as one of the UK's most unequal cities. And they are collaborating with my organization, Pivotal, which adds a sort of creative arts element to environmental and social justice events. And we're focusing on communicating what the experience, the lived experience of inequality is for people who live in Cambridge. So what we did was we matched five artists with conversation partners. They talked about inequality and they created works of art. And then on top of that, and this is where Glenys comes in, we ran two workshops on telling your own true story. So that on the 11th, the launch for the event, we're going to have an open mic where people who've experienced inequality, or really anyone who wants to tell their own story of life in Cambridge, can stand up and tell that story.
So some of these people will be from the storytelling workshop?
Yes. Some of the storytellers from the workshop are planning to come along and tell their own stories. Some of the conversation partners, the people that were paired with the artists, may, if they're feeling brave. It's an open mic, so you know it'll be the people who are feeling brave on the night.
So Glenys, what kind of stories were you being told at the workshop?
Well, the idea, there was a workshop on Saturday, and there's one again on Wednesday, and they're for different people, but some of the same people are coming back again. And so the idea is that people have an opportunity to tell their story, because at this time of disconnect, our stories are the one thing that connect us. I believe stories are going to save the world.
I hope you're right, Glenys. I really,
really are. Yes. So, I mean, they were remarkable. I did sort of say, let's try and keep it light. But within not very much time at all, we had a story, you know, cancer, tsunami, a bomb going off, homelessness. It was quite dramatic.
Well, this is the thing, Glenys. I'm thinking if people come along over the weekend, is that going to be uplifting? I mean, these stories, or is
yes.
it? Because nobody, I know these are personal stories, but endless tales of woe can be a little bit depressing.
No, they're always stories. People's stories are a gift, aren't they? So, and we all recognise ourselves within other people's stories. So, no, they're not all doom and gloom, because actually you've got the person there standing in front of you telling the story. So obviously they've survived whatever it is they've been through. But it's to, you know, the power of personal stories in order to be able to connect us all, but also to highlight people's stories of inequality.
Such as homelessness. Thank you. So Michelle, is there a political point to this, or is this just about how we use art to express ourselves?
It's not political. I mean, we have invited county councillors and city councillors to come along, and we hope that through having conversations and through being exposed to the stories of people who've taken part, who knows what can come out of that. But I think that for me, I always feel like the first step to fixing a problem is understanding what the problem is. And here in Cambridge, we get a lot of great news about the successes of Cambridge, and there are so many. It's a wonderful place to live. But we often don't hear what life is like for those who are struggling to get a job or who can't afford real estate or rent in the city, or who don't who are struggling to access good transportation. So we don't hear those stories, And until we hear them and understand them, we can't know what changes are needed.
And this is a great space, isn't it, Michelle? Because you're in the Grafton Centre, so people will hear this in passing, but you're in the heart of the city.
Absolutely, and I'm so excited about the opportunity to use this space because the Grafton Centre now has several community spaces, which they are allowing community groups to hire for free. So they have the ping pong parlour, which is fabulous, and then they have two spaces that anyone can stop in and use. And I think this is such a positive thing for Cambridge. We've been short of those kinds of community spaces that aren't about buying something. They're about having a space to get together and meet and do things like this. Yeah, so I'm really excited about the Grafton Centre and really, really grateful to them for having us there.
And Glynis, the people who came along to the workshop who might be there this weekend, they've shaped their stories, they've written them from when you first heard them?
Well, it is just a three-hour workshop, so there's a limit to how crafted it can be within that time, but hopefully it will give people the confidence to have a go at telling their stories and to give it some form of structure.
Well, that's quite something, isn't it, to put those stories out there? These are very deeply personal by the sound of it.
Yes, and you're actually making yourself vulnerable, aren't you, by telling you your own story. And culturally, we do have a bit of a mentality of don't talk about yourself. And people think, you know, perhaps they only tell their story if they've done something extraordinary, you know, like splitting another atom or something. But the extraordinary lies within the very ordinary.
And did you find at the workshop that by telling the stories, you know, that it was cathartic, it was releasing, it was a positive experience for
people? Yeah, well, it is very healing and very validating to be able to tell your story. And I'm always, you know, of the idea that only you can tell your story. And actually, if you don't tell your story, somebody else will. And as we've seen by the media, they usually get it wrong. So I'm a big fan of everybody should get out there and tell their story, whatever it is. It doesn't have to be something soupy-doopy because we all recognise ourselves within other people's stories and we crave community, don't we, connection.
So, Michelle, this event is 11th to the 13th of January at the Grafton Centre. What else will happen if I'm walking past repeatedly during that time? What will I see?
Well, on the 11th, it's the launch event, so it's from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m, and that's where we're having the open mic storytelling. The artists will be there. Some of the conversation partners will be there. We have some audiovisual content, so we have interviews between the artists and their conversation partners that people can listen to. There's a film about inequality in Cambridge called A Choice to Look, and there's a presentation from Ruth Wood of the Cambridge Cyrenians Allotments Project, which works with homeless people and vulnerable people on organic gardening for change. So it's all about how people are achieving change through various creative and positive initiatives. So that's on the 11th. On the 12th and the 13th, they can come and see the exhibition. They can see the artworks. Some of the artists will be there. And the audiovisual materials will still be there, but there won't be the open mic.
And in terms of outcomes, you said, you know, who knows what will come of this. What would you like to come of this?
Well, I have already personally experienced a lot of change from being involved in the project. And I think the artists and the conversation partners have as well. I mean, I've seen it happen at the workshop on Saturday. People were opening up. People were really excited about being listened to. People wanted it to continue, and we're probably going to try and continue to have this kind of true storytelling, which, by the way, is inspired by a London event that happens regularly called The Moth, where people stand up and tell their true stories, sort of bringing it over to Cambridge. But, I hope that individuals who attend the event, whether as a participant, you know, a conversation partner, an artist, or a visitor, will come out knowing something they didn't know before or feeling differently about something than when they started. And to me, you know, it's a very small step. I don't see myself as changing the world overnight, but I think that these small steps actually really make a big difference when they add up. So, yeah, I can't predict to you what will happen. because of this event, but I hope that some people will come out as changed as I am.
And maybe one of the things will be a kind of more rounded view of the city, because we often think of Cambridge with the spires and the colleges and the river. It's very beautiful, as you say. That's not the entire picture.
It absolutely isn't. And I mean, on the website, if people look at pivotal.org.uk/truetalesforchange, we have some of the recordings, and you can listen to the stories of people who grew up in Cambridge and whose lives have been very different from what you think of as the typical Cambridge life. So it's been an eye-opener for me, and I hope that it will be for other people as well.
So that's pivotal.org.uk/truetalesforchange.
True Tales for Change, yep.
For Change, lovely. Nice to speak to you this morning, Michelle. Before we say goodbye to you, Glynis, Cambridge Bard. what a title. Are you enjoying being Cambridge Bard?
Yeah, it is. I won the moth.
Did you?
Yes. It was fair. And then I got to go and have... oh, no, I've completely forgotten his name. It's gone out of my head. Neil Gaiman. I got to go and have lunch with
Neil Gaiman. How could you forget having lunch with Neil Gaiman?
I forgot his name, but that's just because I've reached that time of life.
And then you can get... There's a publication called The Moth, which are sort of extracts of the stories that people tell. So,
yes.
It's an ongoing thing.
Yeah.
So Cambridge Bard, which is official Cambridge storyteller, is that a fair way of describing it?
Your job is to tell the truth. Mm-hmm.
Not stories.
And stories and poems and,
And how long have you been Cambridge Bard for?
Well, it should have been for a year and a day, but it's been for 2 years now because they've not had another Bardic Trials.
Which is where somebody kind of wins the competition to replace you. It's a bit like Miss World, isn't it?
And yes, you have these Bardic Trials where, and then each round, other people are knocked out until it's down to three people.
So what have you done in your, briefly, what have you done in your 2 years as Cambridge Bard?
I did a lovely event with Daily Bread. They were celebrating, I think it was 25 years of being open, and they had like a really lovely celebration. So I just went and spoke to various people that worked there and then wrote this poem and read it out on the day. It was great fun.
It does sound great. And you get a stick and a chair.
Get a stick and a chair. The chair is in the Cambridge Museum because it's hard to carry around with you all the time. But yeah, but I can carry the stick around. Legally, you're allowed to sort of poke people with it.
Well, that's worth being Cambridge Bard alone, isn't it? You can poke people with a stick.
Legally kind of hit people, but I think poking's more effective.
I'm signing up now for the Bardic Trials. Never mind
the
storytelling. Yeah, the stick to poke people with.
And another interesting thing that happens, I wrote a poem for the Bardic Trials about the Gweagle spears that belong to the Gweagle people that are in the Anthropology Museum. And the Gweagle people are an Aboriginal tribe that Captain Cook took some spears and shields. So I wrote a poem about it. And then the Gweagle people got hold of it. And there's this lovely man from the Gweagle tribe. He's come over and we're campaigning to have their stuff returned.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
That's fantastic. What a year. What a couple of years then.
I know, yeah.
Well, I hope it all goes well this weekend. So 11th to the 13th of January in the Escape Community Space in the Grafton Centre. Thank you for your time this morning, Glynis.
Oh, real pleasure.
Thank you for your time, Michelle, there. I hope you feel better. I know you're a bit under the weather. Take that lemon sit. Nice to chat to you.
Thank you.
And it is now... we're running a little bit late. It's 11:44.
Cambridge 105 Radio.